This Week in West Virginia History. On April 20, 1963, the West Virginia legislature met in a special ceremonial session at the old U.S. Custom House in Wheeling. It marked the 100th anniversary of President Abraham Lincoln's proclamation certifying that West Virginia would become a state. The legislative event was a turning point for the building, which was more than a century old. During the Civil War, it had been the capital of the pro-Union reorganized government of Virginia and the location of West Virginia's statehood debates. After West Virginia entered the Union, the building reverted back to being a custom house until 1907, when a new federal building was constructed. Afterward, the former custom house served as a bank, liquor store, nightclub, and offices for Hazel Atlas Glass. During this time, it fell into serious disrepair. The 1963 legislative session was a catalyst for saving the structure. The state decided to purchase the building and lease it to the West Virginia Independence Hall Foundation, which started a decades-long restoration project. Today, the old custom house, known as West Virginia Independence Hall, is operated by the West Virginia Division of Culture and History. For more information on West Virginia Independence Hall, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.